So the question comes, did you make that move by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, because the angel here is alone and divine. So, tell me a little bit more about that.
So at that time, I was living in Ontario. Mm-hmm. And I was a young teacher in my early 20s. And I just wanted to come to Vancouver. And it's really interesting why it happened. I had a calling.
Yes.
And I remember being in my little apartment back in Whitby, and I was studying the map of Vancouver. So when I would come, I would know where it was. And then as I got closer, about an hour from the city, then I was like, oh, what did I do? It was so close that it was so scary. But of course, I didn't stop, you know, an hour from here.
Is how do you balance the difference between being guarded and protected and being open and receptive to new things? How do you balance that?
That's a good question. I don't know how I can answer that. I think I'm very open to people, have good, you know, I relate easily to people. I think maybe the guarded is I don't share too much about myself. Maybe that's it. So there's the
yourself. Next card that came out here was this young woman. She has this whole rainbow of colors and she's listening to music. And the question that's coming through right now, Natalie, what would be the song that would describe where you are in your life right now?
I think you're on fire right now.
Yes, tell me more.
Well, this is my second career. And as you start a new career, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but now things seem to be aligning for me. They seem to be, I'm meeting many new people, getting more clients, getting invited on podcasts.
Today when I connected with you, I had the flame today. Which is a piece. I'm called to read that again to you. I welcome questioning by others as this gives me a chance to clarify my truth, ideas, and philosophy. As you are going to be exposed to more things, there will be more questions that become asked of you. And it's going to be discovering more about how do I do balance that difference between being open and honest. Like I said, when you are on fire, people are going to be drawn to you. I know who I am and I know how much I can kind of share and be confident in what I want to share versus just being guarded and protected and be like, I don't know. And fearlessness. Manifest your dreams. Employ the Felix Felicitas symbol when you need a big dose of luck. So look out for silver stars in your daily life. These are a message that the universe that you request for lucky serendipitous events has been heard. So look out for those stars, girl.
Wow, this is a really good card.
As you're helping others to share more of who Natalie is. Because you are protected, but they want to encourage you in that aspect.
I got it. And I just want to do a little insert something here. I was helping a client yesterday with, you know, putting together capsule wardrobe outfits. And I said, oh, do you have any earrings? And she said, well, I have only one pair. And they were Silver Stars earrings. So there you go.
Can't make